98.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, extended live off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. It's an electronic workout for your ears. It can happen in an instant. All you need are a few seconds of exposure, a brief encounter, with almost no way to avoid it. Once it's in, it's in. Of course, I'm talking about an earworm, also referred to as a brainworm, sticky music, stuck song syndrome, or involuntary musical imagery. It's a catchy and or memorable piece of music that continuously occupies a person's mind even after it is no longer being played. I get these so bad. I can walk by someone whistling a melody and it'll be in my head for the rest of the day. I've heard a song come from another car as I drive by them on the street and got one. I've even had someone simply say the name of a song and wind up with it burrowing into my ears for days. Why do people get bits of music stuck in their heads? Certain songs are catchier than others, and so more likely to auto-repeat in your head. Studies have found these songs were faster and simpler in melodic contour. The pitch rose and fell in ways that made them easier to sing. And the music also had some unique intervals between the notes that made the song stand out. Certain personality features may also predispose you to being haunted by a catchy tune. If you are obsessive-compulsive, neurotic, anxious, self-conscious, and vulnerable, or if you're someone who is typically open to new experiences, you may be more likely to fall prey to an earworm. I've heard that listening to the entire song that contains the earworm can help get it out of your head, but nothing I've ever tried can really clear my mind. Usually, I just wind up replacing one for another. Enjoy the show tonight. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.
Here at Rockwell Automation's world headquarters, research has been proceeding to develop a line of automation products that establishes new standards for quality, technological leadership, and operating excellence. With customer success as our primary focus, work has been proceeding on the crudely conceived idea of an instrument that would not only provide inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters. Such an instrument comprised of Dodge gears and bearings, Reliance electric motors, Allen Bradley controls, and all monitored by Rockwell software is Rockwell Automation's retrocalculator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it's produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had a base plate of prefabulated annulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two swirling bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marble vanes so fitted to the amphifacient lunar wane shaft that side funneling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in canandermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters. Moreover, whenever fluorescent score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation ding alarm to reduce sinusoidal depolarization. The retrocalculator has now reached a high level of development and is being successfully used in the operation of Milford Tremie. It's available soon. Wherever Rockwell Automation is on
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. All the music featured in the last hour has been written, improvised, manipulated, and performed live off the floor by myself. There's lots more music and videos at currentfantasy.com, and you can find more of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and everywhere else you get your tunes. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. Back next week, same time for more electronic encounters. Until then, stay safe, stay happy. I'm Jeff Haysalt. Good evening.
From Hamilton, this is CIOI FM 101.5, The Hawk.